It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome here to the courtside. You're locked into 92.1 KMZ. I'm Printin' Profit, Kirk Kilman, back in studio, and we got a unranked matchup here against the Dauphin West Mustangs of Class 2A, taking on the Centralia Panthers of Class 1A, Division 1. Here, the Panthers defending their home court. We just got done with the girls game, where the girls for the Panthers remain undefeated at now 14-0 on the season, winning by 61-39. But here is the Mustangs and Centralia Panther boys, who take off for the first time this season. They have yet to play this year. Right now, Dauphin West Mustangs on the year 4-11 overall, 1-4 in the CBL, one game winning streak. They were just able to get a big time victory against DCAP. They won 62-33. As for the Centralia Panthers, they lost their last game against Hanover 65-56. And I had a chance to call that game on Friday at Hanover. In that game, Centralia, their big issue was they fouled out. A lot of their players fouled out in that fourth final quarter. And not just, you know, regular players. Well, I mean, they're all players, but I mean, I'm talking their forwards. Their big power forwards. Their 6'4" seniors were the ones to fall out there for the Panthers. And both Henry Hyman and Duke Sinwell, both guys who will be starting out tonight here for the Centralia Panthers. So a big key here for the Panthers is to try to get those guys to stay out of foul trouble. Another big point of attack here is to get Quinton Oliver in the game early and him to get hot, because Quinton Oliver is a great player. He's a great point guard at 6'6" as just a sophomore, but he's got to get more in the game. He's got to be more consistent with his shooting, and he's got to be able to affect the stat sheet a little more. So we'll see how the sophomore does tonight. That's for the Mustangs. I've said it, this team is maybe they are 4-11, but they're only being outscored by their opponents by 50 points on this season. They play games really close, and they are just an incredible ball team where they can play on the ball pressure, and they can also shoot the lights out of a court. But again, it's that third and fourth quarter that shooting percentage kind of starts to drip down as gas in the tank starts to run out. And that's because this Mustangs team is only playing six deep. They really only run six guys out on the court. And if they're running any more than that, then it's probably not a good sign. So again, for the starters here tonight for both teams, for the Mustangs, for Everly, number 1, Colter Pierce, number 3, number 4, Kelsey Windmeyer, number 10, Michael Albers, number 11, Hudson Penny. As for the Centralia Panthers, number 1, Jacob Fuente, number 20, Ben Haverkamp, number 2, Quinton Aldifer, number 22, Henry Heidemann, and number 4, Duke Timmel. With all that being said, we got four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action all here on 92.1 at KMZA. I'm Crennan Prophet and Kirk Kilman back in studio. Panthers right now also in the season. They are 7-6 on the year, just 3-1 in the CBL play. The two teams kind of fighting with it in the CBL side of things. Centralia right now, they are 6th in CBL play. As for the Dauphin West Mustangs, they are currently placed all the way down at 8th, just under Blue Valley Randolph. But a chance to try to stay above Valley Heights, Onega, and Washington County tonight. And here on tip-off, it is the 6'4" senior Duke Timmel on the left side of your dial, and on the right side of your dial is the 6'1" senior Michael Albers. I was also told today that apparently Kelby Windmeyer on Friday had a big-time dunk against DCAP, so we'll see if we can get some big old dunks here today as we start this game off with the tip-off, and it's won by the Mustangs. Mustangs will take it here. So the 6'1" Michael Albers beats out the 6'4" Duke Timmel on the tip-off and gets up to Peterson, but here Henry Heidemann gets the steal for the first turnover of the game against the Mustangs. Fuente, inside shot from the wing of Florida to go in, but it goes heads right on out. Ben Haverkamp gets the rebound. He couldn't go in with a putback. And now underneath is Duke Timmel, who gets the offensive rebound, and then right after fouls. So Centralia, back-to-back offensive opportunities, two straight, but couldn't capitalize. First foul of the half and quarter against the Panthers. It's against Duke Timmel, already in some early fouling. But a turnover right back here. It's Ben Haverkamp turning it over, and now it's taken right back by Cooper Everly. So back-to-back turnovers for both sides here. Mustangs already with the early two. Everly will have the throw in from the sideline. This game still 0-0 with just 7:20 left to go here in this first quarter. We just started. Getting past the full court press. Now is the Mustangs. Controlling it is Peterson. Peterson to Albers. Albers back to Peterson. Three-point shot on the way. Hits the seam of the rim. Ball is last touched by Henry Heidemann as the ball goes out of bounds. And that will get another opportunity here for the Mustangs, which is 34 on the shot clock. Inside, Penny goes. Shot by Kelby Windmeyer. That's our first 2 points of the game. It's put up by the Mustangs. They're up 2-0 with 65 left to go in this first quarter. Simmel to Aldifer. Aldifer inside look to Heidemann. Heidemann to Flency. Flency's got a green light for a three. Instead, he turns his blinker on and heads right with it. Now to Heidemann. Heidemann to Haverkamp. Haverkamp, right side pass back to Heidemann. To Duke Simmel. Simmel, he can be open for the three-point shot. And, well, they test him to let him take it. He will not, though. He throws it inside, and Heidemann in the interior. He's going to travel for the second turnover by the Panthers. So Mustangs still with the 2-0 lead here with the possession with 6:30 left to go in this first quarter. Half-court press pickup from the Panthers gets broken. It's a 1-3-1 zone. Well, actually, it looks like it's actually a man-to-man switch up here for the Panthers. Three-point shot by Everly, and it's drained right on through. The Mustangs have the first 5 points, up 5-0. I talked about it in the pregame coming into this one, how much fight this Mustangs team has for a team that's 4-11 on the season, and just their ability to scrap in those first two quarters. As here, Everly gets the steal. He's already got two here on this game. Peterson in the corner. Inside to Windmeyer. Windmeyer trying to post up the defender. Cannot get through. And the rebound's by Simmel. His second of the game in the quarter. Haverkamp. Now to Aldifer. Aldifer to Simmel. Simmel. Open space. Passes it to Flency. Flency back up to Haverkamp. Haverkamp pump fake. Drive inside the elbow. Puts behind him. Flency now elbow. Drive short corner. Fade away. Shot off the rim. Rebound by Simmel. His third. Going to defenders. Blocked by Albers. But it'll be reset back up to the top for Centralia. Spinning around, losing the ball, stolen by Peterson. Down the court he goes, one-on-one against Aldifer, he finishes. And now a timeout taken by Nick Evans as the Mustangs are up 7-0 in the first quarter at 5:11 left to go. It's going to be a full 60-second timeout. We'll take 60 here as well. 92.1 KMZA. Mustang 7, Centralia 0.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you are looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Haverkamp to Aldifer. Aldifer inside the Duke Timmel. Centralia yet to score yet in the first 3 minutes of this game, and they still yet to rip the seal off the rim as Haverkamp misses a three-point shot on the far side wing. Ball goes out of bounds. It will stay with the Panthers, though. 4:47 left to go this first quarter. Centralia down by 7-0. Haverkamp looking right. Now to Aldifer on the left side. He drives inside. He's got the post-up shot inside the paint. Duke Timmel gets the rebound and the putback. And now the Panthers are finally on the board. Down by 5-7-2. 4:32 left to go this first quarter. Peterson back behind half court to Penny. Penny now takes the cross half court on the far sideline. And now posting up is Windmeyer in for two. He's had 4 points here in this first quarter. At the same spot in the low block. He's working down low quite nice. Flency, three-pointer, nothing but net for Jacob Flency. He ignites that flint and steel And there he ignites with a three-point shot. Now just 9-5. Centralia only down by 4 with now 4 minutes left to go in this quarter. Centralia has been able to score 5 points in the last minute. Penny driving inside on the baseline. Spins it out. Peterson, the fade from the short corner is missed, and Haverkamp picks up the board. Down the court, Haverkamp works. Now to Flensy. Flensy to Heidemann. Heidemann over the top to Timmel. Timmel pump faking back. He goes to Heidemann. And now to Flensy. Flensy, another three-pointer. Can he drain this one, too? Yes, he does. Flensy's got back-to-back. It's a one-point game. And now a steal by Aldifer. And Aldifer jumps up with it. Couldn't get it to go in. And the put back by Ben Haverkamp. Just like that, Centralia has taken the lead after the timeout. They've outscored the Mustangs 10-2. Another steal by Ben Haverkamp underneath, and now it is taken right back by Penny. Discombobulation here after that timeout for the Mustangs. We had a 7-0 lead. Now they're down by 1, 10-9. As now the Panthers have made the adjustment. Great timeout call by Nick Evans. Used that full 60 seconds to get his team right back in that right headspace to take this lead, get back in this game. Penny down the first shoot. That's Dustin Beach. Beach to Albers. He's got the assist. As Albers gets his first points on the game, that's the first assist for the Mustangs as they now retake the lead up by 1, 11-10. And now we're getting to some competitive basketball with 2:50 left to go in this first quarter. Going back and forth. Inside look, Heidemann, fadeaway shot, and he's fouled. He'll go up and shoot two. That's Henry Heidemann. Henry Heidemann, who is a above 50% shooter from the free throw line. Again, Heidemann and Drew Timmel both fouled out in the fourth quarter on Friday against Hanover. That was one of the big reasons why they were not able to sustain a comeback in that game. And really, when you compare both these teams here against Centralia and Jonathan West, you see here Heidemann hits his first up. As Heidemann hits his first free throw shot up here at the line, put him in his first points of the game. It's now tied 11-11. But again, when you look at both these teams kind of are very comparable and similar in the same way that there's not a whole lot of depth, though there is more depth in the Panthers. But the sustainability on both of these teams, they really get going in the first and second quarter, but struggle with those third and fourth quarter finishes. Heidemann goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. The rebound is by Everly. He's taken down the court to Dustin Beach. Beach is open for the three-pointer, and it's nothing but net for Dustin Beach. That keeps the lead here for the Mustangs. 14-11 now, up by 3, 2:24 left to go this first quarter. Heidemann to Flensy. Flensy, green light, and go! No! Off the back of the rim. Picked up by Beach. Hustled down the court now, far side wing, inside look to Windmeyer, and Windmeyer to the basket. He's got 6 points at that right low block already. And now it's a 5-point lead for the Mustangs. They allowed that big stretch for the Panthers, but now they've been able to respond. But Aldifer, he rips this steal off the rim for himself for his first three of this quarter. The Panthers, they have hit 3 threes in this first. They're now only down by 2, 16-14, 1:45 left to go. We got a shootout contest here in this first. Peterson holding it on the corner, now to the top of the wing, driving around the world against Haverkamp, now to Everly. Everly taking the three into Albers. Albers through the pressure, he is fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two. Albers, who shoots around 32% on the season, up at the free throw line. He goes. Albers already with 2 points here on this game. He's 2 points just from the assist from Beach. First shot goes up, and the first shot goes out. The first shot at the free throw line of the night for the Mustangs is in and out. Albers looking for his second shot from the line here. He missed the first. See if he can try to flip it around and get the second, and he does. Now at 3 points on the game. Mustangs shooting as a team, 1 of 2. Now a 3-point lead. Up 17-14 for Jonathan West. 1:25 left to go in this first quarter. Aldifer just hit the last three-pointer. He thinks of taking this one before he gets it out to Aiden Talley, who's down in the game for Centralia. Flensy, Heidemann kicking inside, spinning around, through defenders, a finish through Michael Albert. And not only that, but he draws the and one. Henry Heidemann, a chance to tie this at 17-all. Isaac Reinecke to sub in here for Centralia is Jacob Flensy. And Everly to sub in here for Michael Albers to give him a break from the bench. at Coach Derek Shelton, quickly talking to Albers as he takes to the bench. Heideman on the free throw shot, up and in. We are at a tied ball game, deadlocked at 17 apiece. Heideman now with 4 points on the game. He's got all the free throw shots for the Panthers. He is 2 of 3 from the line. Penny looking left, now looks right, almost turned over, but Elberly snatches it with his left hand before getting past him. Kelby Windmeyer inside, this time deflected and denied. First block by Henry Heideman. Haverkamp has to kick out, and I think they're going to get a charge called against Haverkamp. And it looks like they are going to get that foul there. That is Ben Haverkamp's first foul of the game. Some disagreement here from the crowd. And that's the third turnover by the Panthers. Still 17-17 with 45 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Peterson takes it down the court, driving with his left hand, stops at the elbow, takes a nice jumper shot, and Peterson's in for two. Now 4 points here for him in this first quarter. Albers crossing up Penny at the elbow. He kicks it out. Tally, three, in and in. Hayden Tally with the lead change. The go-ahead three-pointer. Now it's the Panthers who are up by one again, 20-19, with 19 seconds left of this first quarter. Centralia add another foul here before this end of the quarter with Clinton Aldis first. Dustin Veach holds it, now to Peterson. If you want anyone to take the last second shot here this quarter, I'd say your best bet is in Everly's hands. We'll see if they can get it to him. And it takes a drive from Coulter Peterson, and he misses it. It's rebounded by Aiden Tally, and there's a long full-court shot to try to end, but it will not be able to get there. So, again, Aiden Tally makes that last rebound up there of the quarter. So it is 20-19. Centralia takes the lead with the last minute left to go of the quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on 2.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ben Haverkamp down the court to Aldifer. Aldifer, this is here the start of the second quarter. Panthers up by one, 20-19. They took the lead with the last 60 seconds of that last quarter. Three-point shot drained away by Henry Heideman. He starts this quarter with a three for the Panthers. He is now at a total of 7 points here on the game. 23-19, 4 point lead for the Panthers. Penny to Dustin Veach. Veach takes a 3 point shot, 5 foot off the arc. He misses. It clicks off the top of the rim, and Haverkamp will take it down the court. Once again, plenty baseline spinning around. He had 2 threes in that first quarter. I actually don't think he missed a 3 point shot in that quarter as well. Duke Timmel works through contact and gets the and one. Duke Timmel was an absolute power workhorse in that first quarter with 4 rebounds, but only had 1 putback. Here he gets inside the paint, serves the bucket, and gets 2 with the end one. Timmel trying to get his 5th point of the game, and he's 6. Timmel, who sits around a 60% shooting at the free throw line on the season, he's now at 5 points on the game. Panthers shooting as a team, 3 of 4. And I'll take their largest lead up by 7, 26-19. Up by 7. Mustangs with it. Everly driving inside on the inside of the interior wing. Now it's to kick it back out to the top to Peterson. Peterson on the top of the perimeter. Now left side drive by Penny. Penny baseline, kicking up to the wing. Dustin Beach, green light for three, off the back of the rim. And jumping up is Timmel to snag that board. Plenty. He was 2 for 2 from the three-point line the first quarter, and he will stay three. He will stay clean from the three, as he is now 3 of 3 from three-point line on the game. Timeout taken by the Mustangs. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds as well. The Panthers have started this second quarter with 9 straight points. They're up by 10, 29-19.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news, it's preventable. Take time for your heart, eat better, move more, schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With it right now is Mustangs. They trail by their largest deficit so far in this game, 29-19. They allow the Panthers to score 9 straight points here to start this second quarter. Through those buckets being 3-point shots, Everly, he tries to respond with a 3 of his own. He has not missed. He misses his first. And Timmel gets his second rebound here out of the quarter. Ben Haverkamp driving inside, elbow, Plenty, pump fakes a 3. He's 2 for 3 from that spot around the arc. Instead, he doesn't take it. He drives inside, kicks out to Aldifer. Aldifer, spin move at the elbow, right side lane, inside the paint, gets it out. Timmel attacking the rim. He's denied. Big block by Everly. I think he came in for that sweep at the top. Peterson with it, now to Veach. Veach passing to his left to Penny. Penny, right-hand dribbling, now to the right to Peterson. Peterson inside the key, kick out to the wing. Penny trying to drop in a dime, but he has to kick up to the top. Now to Veach. Veach, Everly, ball nearly getting turned over. 11 seconds on the shot clock, going behind the back on the dribble. Kick back out to Penny. Just 6 seconds on the shot clock. Penny might just have to shoot this up in the air. Inside, he passes to Everly, and what a great pass. No, excuse me, to Windmeyer. And credit Hudson Penny there with the assist. And Windmeyer, he's now at 8 points on the game. It's now just an 8-point game, 29-21. Panthers up by 8, now up by 10 again. As Ben Haverkamp goes in for the and one. Well, excuse me, that's Henry Heidemann who goes in for the and one. Henry Heidemann already with an outstanding 9 points on this game. Looking for point number 10. And he gets it. Now the largest lead here for the Panthers. Up by 11, 32-21. Veach looks like he was trying to pass it to the left side corner, but there was no one there. However, did get knocked out of bounds, though, by the Panthers. So it will retain Mustangs' possession here on the Panthers' bench. Mustangs throwing it in, getting it to Penny. One-on-one against Plenty. He drives through two defenders, but Aldifer steals it away from him, and now he takes it down the court. Far side wing, Aldifer driving in the lane, and they're going to get a foul here against the Mustangs. Ball gets reset here, out of bounds. Ben Haverkamp throw in. Everly will step out for the Mustangs. In will come Michael Albers back into the game. Here, pump faking the three. Haverkamp now to Plenty. Plenty over the top to Timmel. Timmel stirring the paint, and he gets the assist to Heidemann. Heidemann now 10 points on the game. Duke Timmel is the first assist of the game. Great look in the interior for the pass. 34-21. Far side to Veach. Veach. Dribbling waist side, and now he loses the ball, stolen by Aldifer once more. Down the court, and that's going to be Ben Haverkamp. And that's going to be another timeout here taken by Derek Shelton, as his team is now down by their biggest deficit yet again, 15 points, 26-21, with 4:21 left to go in the second quarter. We got a full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. It's the Panthers, 36 to the Mustangs, 21.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Full timeout taken by the Mustangs as they trail by 15, 36-21 with 4:11 left to go in the second quarter. And they come out of the timeout with 2 points by Windmeyer. He's now at 10 points on the game, one of his best games he's had this season. And this is just the first half alone he's at 10 points. He has been able to take control of the paint for the Mustangs. It's now just a 13-point game, 36-23. Alden for holding the ball here at the top of the perimeter, just 5 foot from the arc. And now he's got a green light for a three, and Aldifer sinks it. Aldifer in back-to-back quarters with a three-point shot. On the season, he has made over 30. He is one of the best three-point shooters here for the Panthers. And now a takeaway by Ben Haverkamp inside the paint. Looks like they just tossed it over to him. The way he took it away. Plenty. Now a three-point shot. He's only missed one. He's missed two. But a putback quickly by Ben Haverkamp as he grabs it just a foot off the rim. And he goes back right back in with it. Now the largest lead in again. This one, this time by 17 points for the Panthers. Up 41-23. And they force another turnover here by the Mustangs. Mustangs here with 7 turnovers in the first half unofficially. And quick substitution. As the Aiden Taliu comes in. For Jacob Plenty, and Duke Timmel will also come off for Isaac Reinicke. So giving a couple of the players a break for the Panthers as they have a 17-point lead and the possession with 3:02 left to go in this first half. Inside look, Tally, Reinicke, through defenders, he gets fouled and he'll go up to the free throw line. So far, the Mustangs have only scored 4 points in the second quarter. As for the Centralia Panthers, they have scored 21. Reinicke, who steps up to the line, and also, on top of that, Centralia has managed 5 different players to score here in the second quarter. Mustangs have only had 1 player score in the second quarter, all from Windmeyer. Reinicke up the free throw line, trying to be that 6th player to score here for the Panthers in this quarter. A 6-foot sophomore who misses his first free throw shot. And then he hits the second. So now 6 people have scored here in this quarter for the Panthers. Mustangs looking for some other point production here other than Windmeyer. Dustin Beach with it. Up at the top, he's at the Panther logo with his right foot on the tooth. He passes towards that way, and it's at the Peterson. Peterson at the nail. Great look to Albers, and Peterson with the assist, and Albers with 2. He's now at 5 points on the game. Now 2 players have scored here in this quarter for the Mustangs. Up top, Timmel. Back to Reinicke, and Reinicke drains a 3 on a fadeaway from the wing. It's 45-25, largest lead yet again to the Panthers. Now they're up by 20, with 2:17 left to go this first half. Veach, Eberle, pump fake inside to Windmeyer. Now he drives through contact. Up top, Peterson, finesse, and he goes in for 2. Colder Peterson with now 6 points on the game, the 6'1" junior. Inside drive, up top, Aldifer responds with 2. Inside shot in the left lane. Ben Haverkamp falls on the ground, but he quickly gets back up. Colter Peterson working with the ball. Aldifer flashes that far outside wing as he was one-on-one there against Eberle. Pass goes to Veach. Veach works the baseline and could not get the ball to go in. Rebound picked up by Reinicke. Reinicke, the young sophomore, in the last 2 games I've called for him, man, he has just been incredible. He has felt like his confidence has grown and shown so much more. He was just averaging 2 points a game, but in his last 2 games, His confidence is unmatched. Incredible. Another three-point shot for the sophomore. Just last Friday, he only had 22 points for himself going into that game. And in his last two games now, he's had more than 15, I believe. And now Timo gets his another board here of the half. Three-point shot by Aldifer. That one swirls just on out. The rebound picked up by Windmeyer. It's incredible to see young players be able to develop at this point in the season, especially when it's very well needed in a team like for the Panthers, who need as much depth as possible they can work with. Haverkamp gets the rebound back here for the Panthers, working down the court with a 23-point lead. And Tally gets the and one. So Tally and two and Tally and one more. And now the Panthers are up by 25 points, 52 to 27, with 34 seconds left to go this first half. They have turned it into a massacre in this second quarter, as the Mustangs have only scored 8 points in the second, and the Panthers have scored 32. And now make that 33, with Aiden Talley dropping the and one after the bucket. 34.2 seconds left to go the second quarter. Dustin Beach here on the throw. And again, this is 20-19 exiting the first quarter. But here in the second quarter alone, the Mustangs with 33 points and the Panthers being held to just 8. What an incredible quarter here. Just exploding out of the wall for the Panthers. Peterson, right step on the left shoulder of Plenty. Now he's going to make the decision to take the drive on the baseline. Kicks out corner. Beach pump fakes a three inside, short corner shot off the rim. Timo picks up the rebound. He's now at 8 on the game. Ball stolen, taken away by, looks like Clary. It looks like this half will end with Dustin Beach getting 2. And now it will be just a 23-point game for the Mustangs, 53-30. Centralia Panthers still up by 23 points. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from the Highland, cc.edu. Panthers 53, the Mustangs 30.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into 92.1 at KMZ. I'm Crendon Prophet, Kirk Hillman back in studio. We just wrapped up the first half here of the boys' game. All right, now it's Centralia, who's ahead by 23 points, 53-30. Again, this is our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from the Highland, CC. Centralia.edu. Well, that first quarter, it ended tight, 20-19. Centralia only up by one. We saw three lead changes in that first quarter, but it was in that second quarter that Centralia, they just blew the hole wide open. They put up 33 points in that second quarter, and they held the Mustangs to just 11. The halftime score, 53-30. And right now, a lot of it is a little bit on the turnovers. As Mustangs are kind of sitting at around 8 to 12 turnovers. And Centralia, they're kind of just in that ballpark of about 5 to 7 right now unofficially. But another big thing is rebounds. Centralia right now unofficially out-rebounding the Mustangs, about 15 to around 5 rebounds from the Mustangs. Just that the crash the board for Centralia has just been absolutely dynamic between Haverkamp and Timmel. They are just absolutely running the paint through those two guys. Duke Timmel, who already had eight rebounds in that first half, and Haverkamp, who had 5. But Henry Heidemann, man, talk about him with an incredible first half performance as he was able to put up 13 points in that first half. Jacob Flinty put up 9 points, all up 3-point shots. Ben Haverkamp, who put up 6 points. Isaac Reinecke, he put up a total of 7 points in that first half. Aiden Talley, he put up 6. And Duke Timmel, he put up 5. So just all around scoring, the Panthers having 6 different players be able to get on the board. 7 different players get on the board. All of them nearly scoring in both quarters each as well. It's just absolutely incredible. And also including some players like Isaac Reinecke, who, again, is kind of more of a bench player, but can come off and hit those 3-pointers. And I mentioned those 3-pointers. Centralia, 24 of their points are from the 3-point shot. They hit 8 3-pointers in that first half. That is the first time this season I've ever had a team hit 8 3-pointers in a first half alone. Flinty hit 3. Aldifer hit 2. Heidemann hit 1. Talley hit 1. And Isaac Reinecke hit 2 as well. Just an absolute dominant shooting performance there from Centralia to absolutely clear the board. The lights are currently out of the gym. They've shot the entire roof off. It is just absolutely incredible. For Jonathan West going the second half, the big keys are is to get more into the rebound action, to be able to get back to that first quarter where you were limiting the turnovers, getting more rebounds, holding Centralia on the 3-point shot, not letting them be able to take them, because right now the green light's been all over the court and Centralia has not hesitated. They are going outside, they're going in, and it is working for both. So right now, Mustangs just having to kind of make an overall adjustment, being able to kind of face guard and close out those defenders outside the arc, but also to defend the paint on the interior and not allow so many and-ones, as Henry Heidemann was able to get an and-one that quarter. Isaac Reinecke got an and-one in the second quarter, and Duke Timmel got an and-one in that second quarter. So you got 3 different players who were able not only to get the layups, so not only are they able to drive through that contact and get the shots and to get the bucket to go in, but they're also getting the foul there. And that also added on 3 points because all of them hit their and one. So for the Panthers, man, it is just looking like an absolute stellar game for them. So for the Mustangs, we'll see how they adjust here heading into the second half on how they're going to try to make this 23-point comeback against the Panthers. But still possible here. I've seen this team shoot the lights out on the court as well as just have to make it here in this third quarter. They'll have to make it competitive. Mustangs down 23 points, 53-30, but it's Centralia who has the lead. You've been tuned into our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, brought to you online at highlandcc.edu. We'll be back in 3 minutes for the second half of boys action here on I2.1 KMZA.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Here are halftime score, 52-30. It's Centralia who leads. Some other scores from around the area. Girls final, Troy beating JCN, 62-35. St. Mary's beating Rossville, 63-44. Heim had 31 points in that game. Another girls final, Royal Valley beating Holden, 55-50. Horton beating Jackson Heights, 44-32. Boys half, Troy over JCN, 25-17. And another big surprising boys half, Nemaha Central, one of the top teams ranked in 3A, just up by four against Hiawatha, 24-20. Also a boys half, St. Mary's up 28 to Rossville, 26. Now here we get back into it. Our second half starts. Again, a 23-point lead here for the Panthers, up 53-30 as they start the second half. Not with the ball, though. It's the Mustangs who start with it. Penny to Albers, Albers to Peterson. Peterson driving inside, kicks out to the left. Now inside the elbow, Peterson. Now a long short corner shot from Albers is missed, and Heidemann picks up his first rebound of the game. Heidemann had 12 points officially in that first half. Heidemann to Aldifer. Aldifer, who had 8 points in the first half, two threes in back-to-back quarters. Haverkamp, Aldifer, can he get another one in the third? Yes, he can! Aldifer has clicked in the first, the second, and the third. All he needs is the fourth now. Centralia now up by 26, 56 to 30. Eberle to Peterson. Back to Eberle to Penny. Penny driving through two defenders, kicking out. Pump fake by Eberle. Back to Penny on the left side wing. Penny looks to Peterson before driving inside the lane. He's got a lane drive, and he just misses inside the rim. It bounces out, and Timmel gets his ninth board of the game to complement his 5 points. Timmel looks left. He passes that way to Quinton. Quinton to Haverkamp. Haverkamp over the top to Heidemann. Heidemann spinning. I think he just fell over, and he maybe was trying to look to get a foul there, but now it'll just be a turnover against the Panthers. Down the court now is Peterson, Coulter Peterson, the 6'1" junior with the ball, passing to his right to Penny. Penny back to Peterson. Peterson back to Penny. Penny at the top, now to the right wing to Eberle, the senior. Now back to Penny. Penny inside, passing to Windmeyer. Windmeyer catching the ball underneath his legs. Incredible there on the save, not letting that steal happen. And Windmeyer finishes through three bodies to get the and one. Windmeyer with 12 points here on this game. Looking for that and one opportunity. Mustangs only had one trip up to the free throw line in the first half. It was from Michael Albers, who went one of two at the line. And the free throw line can definitely be a sure help here to try to get these Mustangs back in the game. Windmeyer goes up and he misses the and one. The rebound is the 10th of the game by Timmel. Timmel now with 10 boards on the game and 5 points. Timmel with the stop at the perimeter, passing behind him to Heidemann. Heidemann to his right, Timmel. Timmel, who's wide open if he wanted to take a 3-pointer. Now inside, Haverkamp, now to Heidemann. Heidemann, maybe looking for that fade. Now gets it to Flinty. Flinty, pump fakes. Now the Haverkamp at the top of the elbow. Jumper shot in and out of the rim. Heidemann recollects, though, for the board. Now up to Flinty. Flinty inside at the free throw line. Now a drive to the low block. And now we might just get a jump ball. And we will. And that will stay with the Centralia Panthers. Panthers working it down here on their offensive side of the court for the last about 45 seconds. Substitute coming in for the Mustangs. It is Cooper Everly who steps in for Hudson Penny, the senior into the senior. Quinton Aldifer throws into Flinty. Flinty fakes a three, now looks right. Aldifer screened up, double screen at the top there. And now he might just get the assist, and he will to Heidemann. Heidemann now with 14 points in the game. Aldifer with his first assist. 3 assists on the game for the Panthers. Peterson getting a screen on the near side wing, driving baseline, low block, kicks out in the far corner. Eberle getting face guarded by Aldifer. Now up to Veach. Veach, he gets the screen, pick and roll by Eberle. And now Peterson drives inside, and he gets it to Albers. So Peterson, the assist, and Albers is with 2. He's now with 7 points on the game. 4:39 left to go in this third quarter. Aldifer pump fakes a 3, looks behind him, now drives inside from the elbow. Haverkamp has the ball, and then he loses it. Stolen away by Eberle. Eberle with now 3 steals on this game. He had 3 steals in the last game I covered for him. That was on last Tuesday, where Jonathan West played Axel. On the sideline here, ball getting turned right back over to Centralia. It's Ben Haverkamp with it on the sideline. Quinton Aldifer here to go on the toss-in. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Centralia up 58-34. So up by 24 points right now. Aldifer sinks a 3. Now to Duke Timmel. Duke Timmel spins around. Now to Haverkamp. Haverkamp sinks it right on through. The Panthers have hit 10 threes in this game. 2 threes already in the second half. It is actually 2 of their 3 buckets they have made have been 3-point shots. Albers getting fouled underneath the basket. Michael Albers will head up the line to shoot 2. And one thing I was curious about at halftime is, what's the 3-point team record for Centralia? How many 3-pointers have they hit as a team in a single game, most ever? As right now, they're already at 10, but still 11 minutes and 54 seconds left to go of this game. That'd be an interesting stat if someone could get that for me at some point, maybe during this game, before my thing, if someone could notify and get that to me. That'd be a kind of cool thing to mention, to know that 3-point statistic. But here is Haverkamp, who has it, and a timeout taken by Nick Evans, as the Panthers are up 61-34. We'll be back here in just 30 seconds here on 2.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here on the throw-in, Isaac Reineke for the Centralia Panthers. He had 2 threes in that first half. He's back in this game here for the Panthers. He actually had back-to-back threes. That confidence in that young sophomore just continues to grow. And here he shoots another 3, and that one just off the rim and picked up by Veach. Veach taking it down the court, nearly loses the ball. Eberle picks it up on the far side wing before being stolen. Baseline work. Albers with it. Albers back out to Windmeyer. Windmeyer to Peterson. Peterson releasing the 3, and it's straight on through. We've seen 13 threes combined from both teams tonight. It's an incredible three-point contest. Duke Tibble, the forward, is going to take one, and he hits one, too, for the Centralia Panthers. They are now at 11 threes here on this game. And now a quick turnover for Centralia, or excuse me, for the Mustangs. They give it back to Centralia, and Duke Tibble now at 8 points and 10 rebounds. He's just a bucket off of a double-double. Centralia by 64-37. Isaac Reinicke, fadeaway shot from the block, misses, and the rebound is picked up by Wintermeyer in the paint. Peterson working one-on-one. Finesse for the right hook shot is missed, and Duke Timmel gets his 11th board of the game. Haverkamp crossing half court, now to the elbow, working through defenders. They're going to say he gets fouled on the floor. Centralia right now leading by 27 points, 64-37. Duke Timmel will step off to the bench, as well as Quentin Alifer. Aiden Sally will look to substitute. So will Jacob Flency. And for the Panthers, Haverkamp into Sally. Sally to Flency. Flency to his left, back to Haverkamp. Can another three-point shot be added here by Centralia Panthers? No, but a board will be added as Haverkamp picks it up. Reinicke drives inside. Nice move! Oh my gosh, what a attack there by the young sophomore. I know his confidence is growing, but right there it showed. Nice little loop inside to fake out the defender on the layup. Getting that spin action. Here, Reinicke back with it here. He's at now 9 points on this game. He's at back-to-back games where he's had more than 8 points. Here, Heidemann driving through defenders. Ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with Centralia, 66-37. Centralia up by 29 points. Just a reminder, it's 30 points or more, leading either heading into the fourth quarter or in the fourth quarter, that they will enforce a running clock. Albers into Tally. Tally to Lawson Osterhaus. Can he add his first three of the game? And no, he cannot. He misses, but he steals the ball away, and he fades it. He misses, but possibly a putback from Heidemann. And Heidemann gets the putback. A great rebound there by Lawson Osterhaus. Or excuse me, I should say steal by him. And rebound. He got both. Ball goes out of bounds. Another turnover here against the Mustangs, with just 1:30 left to go at this third quarter. It's a 31-point lead for Centralia. They take this lead heading into that fourth quarter again. That Mbul would force the running clock. Lawson Osterhaus in here for the first time for the Centralia Panthers. He puts it in. And he sprints down the court now. Jacob Flutzy, who hit 3 3-pointers in that first half, has yet to get any in the second. Ball to Heidemann. Heidemann on the wing. Looks left. Now Osterhaus has it again. He looks back right. Inside. Reinicke. Heidemann. Up to Flency. Flency takes it away inside the lane. Drive a floater that Flency has to reboard. He gets it. Now Osterhaus ties the three again. He misses, and it's picked up by Penny. Down the court, Penny crossing up Flency. It looks like he was trying to set up a dunk for Albers. Really alley-oop action, but that one gets denied in the traffic zone. 54 seconds left in this third quarter. Throw in here for Penny, and the ball, it will be knocked out of bounds. 68-37, the score. Centralia up by 31 points with 53.7 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Henry Heidemann, who just picked up his first foul of the game for Centralia. Rebound by Heidemann, actually, underneath the basket. Here now the Flency. Flency, he takes a three, hit three in that first half. He misses by a long mile here. That's a rebound picked up by Heidemann. Heidemann tries to go for the putback, couldn't get to go in, and then Wittmeyer gets it. Peterson takes it down the court, in the lane, kicks it out to the corner. Penny drives in, goes over the top of the defenders, and he is fouled. He'll go up and shoot two. Hudson Penny looking to drop two dimes in from the free throw line into the piggy bank. First personal against Isaac Reinicke. The game, fourth foul, 14th foul against the Panthers with this quarter. Only one against the Mustangs. Penny up. and he drops the dime in the piggy bank. That is Penny's first point of the game as well. The Mustangs have had six different scorers so far in this game. And Hudson Penny goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Centralia Panthers, they have found a total of 7 different scores in this game, but 8 different players who have gotten on the stat sheet. Australis to Reinicke. Reinicke, 3-pointer, and he sinks it! Man, the sophomore has so much confidence driving the day. That might be his career high in 3-pointers in one game. He's at 3 in this one. He's actually 3 of 4 from around the perimeter. And Reinicke with possibly a career high of 12 points. Turnover by the Mustangs. Centralia gets it right back. And Centralia has now hit 12 three-pointers on the game, leading to this fourth and final quarter. Centralia up by 32 points, 71-39. We're back in 60 on 92.1 KMZA.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Outstanding 12 three-pointers on this game. That is 36 points from the three-point line. Their other half of the points all coming from, of course, their inside the paint dominance as they're up 71-39 here against the Mustangs. We'll have a running clock here for the entirety of this fourth and final quarter of regulation. And Tim, he gets his 12th rebound of the game as he steps back in this contest. He's just one bucket away from getting a double-double. Rebound by Veach. Centralia looking for more three-point shots. Already they have 12 on the game. It was Australis who took his third attempt of the game. He missed. It looks like this might be a turnover against the Mustangs, and it will be. Duke Tindall on the baseline throws it in to Ben Haverkamp. And now Haverkamp looks to take it down the court. Calls for guy up top, Osterhaus. He's open for another three. Can he hit it? Yes, he does. Centralia now has 13 threes on the game. Again, I'm not sure what the team record is, but I was told I will be notified about that at some point. So if I do, so on my game write-up, I should be able to get that information. Again, I don't know it off the top of my head right now, but if they're getting close, it would be probably around right now as they have 13 threes total on this game. That is absolutely incredible. And not only is it just from one guy, it is Tally Sivlin, Reinicke, Osterhaus, Timmel, Heidemann, Oliver, Haverkamp, Butsy. Everyone who has scored on this game has at least hit a three-point shot. That is 7 different players who have hit a three-pointer for this game for the Panthers. That alone has to be a record right there. That is incredible shooting numbers. For the Mustangs, in it is Hayden Paulino, and then the Veach driving inside. Again, we got a running clock here in this fourth quarter. And if you're Centralia, well, you're probably thinking, why not just kind of nonchalantly shoot more threes and try to as many as you can here. But it actually looks like Centralia is going to take out their starting lineup, and they are going to probably play with JV for the rest of this 5 minutes and 50 seconds. Duke Timmel actually will step out of this game just a bucket shy of a double-double as he has 12 points and 8 rebounds. The clock runs at 5:35 left to go in the fourth. Score is 74-39. Jonathan West in it here is Kaysen Keller here on the throw-in for the Mustangs. So it looks like not only JV comes out for Centralia, but we'll also have the JV come out for the Mustangs for the final 5 minutes here at play. So we got a little bit of JV action here on 92.1 KMZA. Keller, he tries a three-point shot off the rim, picked up by Isaac Idle, and he is fouled, and he'll go up to shoot. Foul was against Lawson Osterhaus, his second in the game, from the senior. Up to the line is Isaac Idle to shoot two. And the first one is a miss. Main clock still rolling here at 4:40, left here to go. Detroit looking to improve to now 8-6 on the season. Mustangs looking to fall to 4-12. And Idle goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line for the Mustangs, missing his first and hitting his second. Osterhaus now to Landon Beck for the Panthers. Now to Bronx Talley. Back to Beck. Beck spinning on the low block. And they're going to get a foul on the ground. 4 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter now. First personal of the game. Called against the Mustangs, number 33, Tappan Clary, the sophomore. Holding on to it. Diggin' run and bung for the Panthers. Three-point shot on the way from Beck, but he misses. And it will be rebounded and picked up by Cason Keller. Cason Keller gets his first rebound of the game. Another foul here. The second foul of the game against Centralia's Brady Becker. It is also now double bonus, so up to the line will shoot two, Cason Keller. Cason Keller shooting two up here at the free throw line. His first shot up and his first shot in. A couple finals around the area. Varsity girls basketball final, Ashton beating Schlegel 54-24. Final boys, Troy beating JCK 51-35. The boys half Holton over Royal Valley 26-11. And the end of the third quarter, Nemaw Central still in a dogfight with Hiawatha. This up 33-30. Cason Keller from the free throw line goes up and misses. Now going 0-2. And now a quick steal and put in for number 14 of the Mustangs, Rucker Herring. So he's got the steal and the deal. And 2:42 left to go on the clock. Still a big time lead for the Centralia Panthers. They're up by 31 points, 74-43 with 2:35 left to go this fourth quarter. With it is the Panthers. Far side, kicked to Bronx Talley from the top of the elbow. Now inside Beck. Beck drives, tries to finesse it inside, and it's lost out of bounds. On the baseline, here to look to throw it in for the Panthers, Bronx Talley, the young freshman. Freshman looks to his eyes to the right, now goes over the top to Kelson Taniaki. Taniaki with the ball, now to the corner. The Brady Becker spinning around, trying to finish through contact, and he is fouled, and he'll go up to shoot two. Fox still running with 1:46 left to go, but 31-point lead. Centralia looking to again improve to 8-6 on the season, 4-1 in TBL play. Mustangs looking to drop to 4-12 on the year and 1-5 in the TBL. Missing the first free throw shot here for number 41, Brady Becker. Trying to hit his second, and the second shot goes up, and it does also go out. So over to the line goes Brady Becker. Down the court, taking it, Keller. Three-point shot on the way by the Mustangs, number 5, Isaac Idle. And he hits that three-point shot. He's got 4 points here in this fourth quarter. It's now to a 28-point game, 74-46, with 1 minute left to go in regulation. Freddie Becker, he tries a three. Can he get the stick? No, he cannot. It gets knocked out of bounds. And the Panthers right now in this game with 13 total threes. Looks like that might be the case that they end with. See if they can attack on him one more. As here, Cason Keller turns the ball over right back to the Panthers. Becker here to throw it in from the sideline with 32 seconds left to go. Shot clock gets turned off. Down the court, taking it, Bronx Talley. from the wing. Now to Colton. To Brady Becker. Becker at the top of the perimeter. Looks to his right. Now dribbles left. To Bronx Talley. Bronx Talley between the legs. Puts it back out. Just holding on to the ball is Becker now. Maybe a chance to get a last second 3-point shot. No. The Panthers are going to just hold it out here, and that will be the end of regulation. The Panthers win 74-46 over the Donovan West Mustangs. And the Detroit Panthers finish with an outstanding 13 3-point shots on the game. We'll be back in just a couple minutes for our post-game show as well as our player of the game. The Detroit Panthers winning 74-46.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the final time here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network, where we finished up the doubleheader here, boys and girls matchup. Centralia Panthers hosting the Donovan West Mustangs, where it is the Centralia Panthers who take the big-time sweep against the Mustangs here tonight. Again, it's our post-game show brought to you by the Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. It's also our player of the game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services is with bankwithfarmers.com. I'm going to go ahead and give our player player to bank on of this game from the Centralia Panthers. This one getting over to Henry Heidemann, who finished this game with one steal, five rebounds, 16 points, and a three-point shot from the free throw line. He was also incredible. He had three threes that he made. He was 3 of 5 on the game, but for the Panthers, man, what an absolute shootout contest. They had 14 threes to end the game. Again, I am not sure what the record is, but I was told that it's something I can figure out hopefully in the next 24 hours. So when I update my story I'll probably either put, they either broke it, or I'll probably put that at least or where they were from that, because that is an crazy accomplishment to not only have 14 threes made in a single game, but to have seven different players hit threes in all of those games. Just an outstanding night from the Panthers. Plenty hit three threes. Averkamp hit one. Quentin Aldifer, he hit three, one in the first, one in the second, one in the third. Henry Heidemann, he hit a three. Aiden Talley, he hit a three. Isaac Brankley, he hit a three. I think that's his first time ever in his career. He's hit three threes in one game. Austin Ostrous, he hit a three. And then Duke Timmel, the big power forward, he also, well, he was greenlit for a three, so he hit one as well. So 14 threes in the night, absolutely shooting the house out for the Panthers. Mustangs, they had four threes to try to respond, from one from Everly Peterson, Dustin Veach, and Isaac Idle. So combined total, we nearly had 23-point shots in this game. I can tell you, the lights are off right now because I'm the only one left here, but I can say that the lights were being shot out for sure. But again, a little bit of recap of this game. It was 53-30 at the half. Centralia outscoring the Mustangs 33-11 that second quarter, and then after that, they pretty much took care of business and held out that final fourth quarter, hitting that running clock. So again, the Centralia Panthers, they improved to 8-6 on the season. 4-1 in TVO play. The Mustangs will drop to 4-12 on the season and 1-5 in TVO play. But a kind of a recap of our entire night so far. Again, the girls, Centralia, they won 61-39 over the Mustangs. And for the Centralia boys, they won 74-46. Mustangs up next, they will play Clifton Clyde on Friday. And for the Centralia Panthers, their next opponent on Friday will be against Onega at home. This has been Crinan Proppen, a part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, and Kurt Kilman back in studio. Thank you for listening.